Family stood Kaol Westfall, captain of the guard. She looked up at him from the shadows of her hood, taking in the lines of his face. For all the expression he showed, she might as well have been a stranger. But that was expected, and it was just part of the game they'd become so skilled at playing these past few months. Kaol might be her friend, might be someone she'd somehow come to trust, but he was still captain. Still responsible for the royal lives in this room above all others. The king spoke.
Rise.
Selena kept her chin high as she stood and pulled off her hood. The king waved a hand at her, the obsidian ring on his finger gleaming in the afternoon light.
Is it done?
Selena reached a gloved hand into the sack and tossed the severed head toward him. No one spoke as it bounced, a vulgar thudding of stiff and rotting flesh on marble. It rolled to a stop at the foot of the dais, milky eyes turned toward the ornate glass chandelier overhead. Dorian straightened, glancing away from the head. Kaol just stared at her.
He put up a fight, Selena said.
The king leaned forward, examining the mauled face and the jagged cuts in the neck.
I can barely recognize him.
Selena gave him a crooked smile, though her throat tightened.
I'm afraid severed heads don't travel well.
She fished in her sack again, pulling out a hand.
Here's his seal ring.
She tried not to focus too much on the decaying flesh she held, the reek that had worsened with each passing day. She extended the hand to Kaol, whose bronze eyes were distant, as he took it from her and offered it to the king. The king's lip curled, but he pried the ring off the stiff finger. He tossed the hand at her feet as he examined the ring. Beside his father, Dorian shifted. When she'd been dueling in the competition, he hadn't seemed to mind her history. What did he expect would happen when she became the king's champion? Though she supposed severed limbs and heads would turn the stomachs of most people, even after living for a decade under Otterlin's rule. And Dorian, who had never seen battle, never witnessed the chained lines shuffling their way to the butchering blocks. Perhaps she should be impressed he hadn't vomited yet.
What of his wife?
The king demanded, turning the ring over in his fingers again and again.
Chained to what's left of her husband at the bottom of the sea.
Selena replied with a wicked grin, and removed the slender pale hand from her sack. It bore a golden wedding band, engraved with the date of the marriage. She offered it to the king, but he shook his head. She didn't dare look at Dorian or Kaol as she put the woman's hand back in the thick canvas sack.
Very well, then,
the king murmured. She remained still as his eyes roved over her, the sack, the head. After a too long moment, he spoke again.
There is a growing rebel movement here in Rifthold, a group of individuals who are willing to do anything to get me off the throne, and who are attempting to interfere with my plans. Your next assignment is to root out and dispatch them all before they become a true threat to my empire.
Selena clenched the sack so tightly her fingers ached. Kaol and Dorian were staring at the king now, as if this were the first they were hearing of this too. She'd heard whispers of rebel forces before she'd gone to Endovir. She'd met fallen rebels in the salt mines. But to have an actual movement growing in the heart of the capital, to have her be the one to dispatch them one by one. And plans. What plans? What did the rebels know of the king's maneuverings? She shoved the questions down, 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 until there was no possibility of his reading them on her face. The king drummed his fingers on the arm of the throne, still playing with Nerol's ring in his other hand.
There are several people on my list of suspected traitors, but I will only give you one name at a time. This castle is crawling with spies.
Kaol stiffened at that, but the king waved his hand and the captain approached her, his face still blank as he extended a piece of paper to Selena.